pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It looks like you have two on there yet that aren't joined, is that right?
Well, one of them is my name.
Yeah.
And I'm here.
So those are email.
Okay, got it. All right. Roll call.
All righty. Director Howe?
Here.
Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Ogren?
Present.
And Director Kopseff?
Here.
And I did receive an email from Ms. Lucchese that she was sick today and Mr. Vella was not going to be available. So.
Okay. We're at item three, presentations from the public. Is there any public comment before? I'm not going to read this if there's no public comment. And I don't see any in-house. Is there any public comment online?
None online.
Okay. We'll move on to consent agenda.
Move to approve.
I have a motion to approve.
Second.
All right. Director Howe?
Aye.
Excuse me, Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Kopseff?
Aye. Item five, discussion, direction, possible action, resolution, providing time and place for holding regular meetings.
Currently, we have a requirement for four meetings per year starting in January, and we'd like to change that. You guys do not elect board members until the end of January, so we'd like to change it to the months of February, May, August, and October to stay away from the November, December holiday issues. And that would be held on the second Tuesday, which we've talked about, similar to this one, following the LTC meetings, so you guys wouldn't have to change rooms necessarily.
Right.
That's the proposal.
So August, Wendy, are the Board of Supervisors meet the first 2 weeks?
The first two in August, correct.
So, and do we say, oh, August, okay, never mind. It's already there, I think. Except August.
Which would be the, well, even the first Tuesday of the month would
August
be BOS.
First Tuesday. Yep, sorry.
Yeah, but we'd have to go to the third.
We can arrange that.
Can we do
you
that?
We meet the first two on the
right. Office. So it would be the third Tuesday, correct?
Yes.
That, yeah, that would be one that would not be a regular Board of Supervisors meeting.
Right. Okay. What else on this, Wendy? You have a question?
I had a question. I think it might be for Dana. The title of the resolution talks about providing the time and place for holding the board's regular meetings. Should that only be date for holding the board's regular meetings? There's nothing in the resolution that talks about a time or a location.
I don't believe the time or the location needs to be put in there, and that's because it would allow for flexibility for scheduling. Sometimes various government entities have special meetings that are like on site to evaluate a certain location, or there may be need to change time of the meeting for certain reasons, such as weather or what have you. So I believe the most flexible way to adopt the resolution would be to allow room for those changes in the future by just stating the dates. But if the Board of Directors would like to be more specific, they may be.
So in other words, we can take out the time and place for holding, just providing the board's regular meetings is what the way it should read, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, two amendments to this resolution.
So change time and place to...
We're just going to strike out the time and place for holding. And then it'll read control district providing the board's regular meetings.
Gotcha. I see what you're saying.
Okay. And then the third Tuesday in August.
Change
with
first
that,
to...
Is there any other changes? I'm looking for more action. Go ahead. Or
discussion.
Yep.
This morning at our LTC meeting, there was discussion about location of that meeting and trying to coordinate. Do you know how that bring that up now?
I think we already have. We do these in the afternoon, and then we do the LTC morning.
Yeah. I think that's what we. Yeah.
But the reservoir.
Well, LTC is going to stay over there.
Yeah, and we are going to meet over at the LTC.
So,
Dana, I just hear that. Didn't you just say meeting at the LTC meeting, Tony?
I didn't.
We don't have anything to do with that.
Right.
What we're trying to do is minimize your travel, so we're meeting here after the LTC meeting.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just.
So, okay, well, go ahead, Melissa. This is kind of off topic, but...
I just heard they're meeting here after the LTC, so that's why I need clarification. If LTC is going to be here, which we kind of talked about this morning, or if we're having, if LAFCO, LTC, and air pollution are all going to be in our building.
Nope.
No. I think we're going to do what we've been doing is LAFCO and...
LAFCO here, LTC there, back over here for APCD.
So why not LTC here? I don't know why. Why wouldn't we do that? Wouldn't it be easier?
Well, then you weren't there for the meeting. That's to be. We should have that discussion at that meeting. Can't have that discussion here at this meeting.
No, I understand. But are we adverse to that?
No, but we also threw it around that maybe this meeting could be there.
Oh, but then you got to move Wendy.
Yeah.
Right.
I think we leave it as it is. We don't, because LAFCO and APCD, they're not. Always, right? Sometimes they get skipped.
Yeah.
No.
All right, I'm going to bring it back. Let's go on this resolution with the amendments, and we'll go offline on this other here.
It sounds like our meeting dates are going to be different than this one anyway, so they may not always coincide.
Okay. All right.
From what I just heard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay, so back to this resolution.
So just to clarify, we're removing from the title of the resolution... Right after providing, we're going to take out the time and place for holding. So it will read providing the board's regular meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the paragraph where it talks about except for the month of August, we'll make the first. That'll get changed to the third Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
Okay.
Need action here somewhere.
Move to approve.
I have a motion and a second.
All righty. Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela,
yep.
Supervisor Ogre,
aye.
And Supervisor Kopsa.
Aye.
Thank
Item 5B. And I haven't forgot what we're going to do when we're here. We'll do this one next.
No, that's fine. Excuse me.
5B. Your resolution authorizing.
This one was the grant resolution. And I did have a question for Dana again on this one. On the second page, the paragraph right before the vote is, I hereby certify that the foregoing is full, true, and correct copy of the resolution duly and regularly adopted by the Siskiyou County Air Pollution Control District this 11th day of February. If this is a special meeting, would that language regularly still work?
I don't find that offensive. If you'd like to remove it, You can. I don't think it matters that you're adopting it at a special meeting.
Oh, okay. And the word regularly adopted is fine, in your opinion?
I believe that it's sufficient.
That's all I wanted to know. We can certainly get it signed today. I don't want to hold them up on this resolution. I just wanted to make sure that language was correct.
Okay.
I believe that language worked for this situation, yes.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
But this would be consent because it's just a grant application,
right.
But I didn't know if anybody else had questions besides
anything
me.
Further on this, Mr. Smith?
No, sir.
Okay.
If you have some
questions. Anybody questions? And if not, looking for action. I have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Take your choice.
Alrighty.
The coin.
Supervisor Howe, or
aye.
Director Howe?
Aye.
Thank you. Director Valenzuela,
yep.
Director Ogren,
aye.
And Director Kopsa.
Aye. We're going to take a short recess.